Hello everyone, welcome and thank you for joining Dellon Group's third quarter 2020 results conference call. My name is Limor Gruber and I'm the head of investor relations. We published our third quarter financial statements late last week, and the reports can be found on our website at ir.dellon-group.com/financial-results-center. With me in the room today are the company's chairman of the board, Gabi Last, our CEO, Idan Wallace, Deputy CEO and CFO, Tamir Polikar, the company's Chief Legal Advisor, Liora Pratt-Levine, and the company's Head of M&A and Business Development, Niv Sarne. From Delek Drilling, joining us today is Yossi Gvura, Deputy CEO and CFO. A recording of the call will be available on our website later today. The call will start with opening remarks from our CEO, Idan Wallace, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Please note, the opening remarks will be accompanied by a short presentation, which we distributed a short while ago and can be also found on our website at ir.dellon-group.com/investor-presentations. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. These are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. This conference call does not replace the need to review the company's periodic and quarterly reports, which include the full information about the company, including information that is considered forward-looking statements. At present, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the opening remarks, I will give instructions for the question and answer session. I would like to hand over the call to Idan Wallace, the company's CEO. Idan, please.
Thank you, Limor. Hello, everyone. Today we are summarizing the group's performance in the third quarter and the first 9 months of 2020, perhaps one of the most challenging periods the world has known in the last decade, and we too at Dellon Group face complex challenges during this period of time. Despite the period's challenges, the Q3 financial statements that we've published last Thursday are strong proof to the quality of our core assets and the value they create for Dellon Group. The results also reflect the efforts we have invested since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic to improve the group's financial position, seen amongst things in the significant reduction in the group's financial debt from 9.3 billion shekels at the end of 2019 to 6.3 billion shekels just prior to the publication of the financial statements, a drop of almost 3 billion of financial debt in 9 months. Throughout the last 9 months, we were highly focused on our key objective to improve liquidity and improve the group's financial positioning while meeting all our obligations. We've said all along that we will be judged on the bottom line, on the results we'll achieve, on the deals we'll be able to complete, and on meeting our obligations. The financial statements we've published last week express our many efforts and actions over the last 9 months that facilitated the bottom line of the financial statements. It shows a sharp increase in the group's revenues in the quarter to 1.7 billion shekels as compared with the 566 million in the parallel quarter, a sharp increase in operating profit to 742 million shekels as compared with 237 million in the parallel quarter, and an increase of almost 130% in profitability to 149 million. Now, with your permission, as Limor mentioned, we've distributed the presentation and we will now turn to the presentation, which summarizes all the action we've carried out over the last 9 months around and the results of the Q3 financial statement that we've published on last Thursday. So let's start with slide number 3, which summarizes the significant measures we carried out in the last 9 months. We succeeded in reaching an agreement with the banks and our bondholders, carried out a series of transactions with great success to strengthen the capital and improve liquidity. The transactions we carried out and completed, together with the dividends from subsidiaries, have generated to date approximately 3 billion shekels. which has been used for repayment of principal and interest payments on the company's debentures on due date and in order, as well as a full repayment of the obligation to the secured bank. So as of today, Dele Group has left with no debt to the financial system, apart from a balance of only $7 million funding of a subsidiary from a foreign bank. Repayment of the debt to the banking system has facilitated the release of the Delek drilling units that were pledged to the banks and pledging 40% of them to the debentures holders. The bottom line is that we've proved that we can carry out major complex transactions at prices that reflect the value of these assets, notwithstanding short, and I must say even very short timetable, as in the case of Delek Israel, for instance, where we had to close an alternative deal within 24 hours after the initial transaction couldn't take place. Now, if we move forward to slide number 4, you can see comprehensive details of all the transactions we've carried out in recent months in an extremely short time frame, most of which have already been completed. Today, these deals, as I've said, have generated for the company over 3 billion shekels, and in the coming months, we are expecting further cash flows of several hundred million shekels. You can also see in this slide the dividends and other payments we've received in the last months from our subsidiaries. In slide number 5, it presents the results of the efforts we've made. Full repayment of our obligation to the secured bank. In addition, we've made repayment of principals to the debentures holders on time and in order. And as you can see, the bottom line is that we've reduced our net financial debt by 1.2 billion shekels from the beginning of 2020 until today. This trend of reduction of financial debt is expected also to continue in 2021. The action we carried out led to a sharp drop in the yields of our debentures, as can be seen on slide number 6. This slide illustrates better than anything else the direct impact of our successful actions on the debentures yield. This is perhaps the real story. From a record level of hundreds of percent in some series of debentures just several months ago, to yields ranging between 60% and 44% as of the time of the report's publication date. Obviously, in the last 2 weeks, we've also seen a change in the trend of the group's share price, which increased by more than 65% in the last 2 weeks. Now, if we'll move to slide number 7, it shows the key holding of Dele Group after the completion of the transaction that we've completed in the last couple of months, in the last 9 months. And now, as you can see, Delek is focused on the natural gas and oil market. And it is important to note that in this chart, we haven't included our real estate assets or our holding in securities. Now, if we move ahead to slide number 8, it presents the strong results of Delek drilling, driven mainly by the start of the production of the Leviathan field and the significant export quantities from the field. The third quarter was characterized by very strong demand, both in the local market and in Egypt and Jordan, with a very strong recovery as compared with Q2, with sales volumes from the Leviathan field at 2.2 BCM in Q3, as compared with 1.5 BCM in the second quarter of 2020. The cash flow produced by the gas field, and in particular the Leviathan field, and the successful refinancing of the field have allowed Delek Drilling to distribute a dividend of $65 million, of which Delek Group's share came to 120 million shekels. Now, Ithaca, our subsidiary that operates in the North Sea, continues to report excellent operation performance and strong results, and is creating true value for Dele Group, as can be seen in slide number 9. The company has an average production rate of 68,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day in the first 9 months of 2020 at the high end of the forecast published when the COVID-19 crisis broke out. In Q4, the company is also expecting similar production. The strong performance and Ithaca's hedging program have led to growth of almost 5 times in cash flow from current operation, even though it is slightly lower than the cash flow in Q2, mainly due to carrying out planned maintenance work over the summer that slightly reduced production and at the same time increased the production cost per barrel. Nevertheless, the company still expects this average production cost of a barrel of oil equivalent will be around $15 in 2020. Ithaca's strong cash flows allowed both a significant reduction in net financial debt of $350 million compared to the end of 2019 and the distribution of a dividend of $120 million, of which $100 million at the beginning of November, more than 3 times the dividend we expected to receive in the cash flow forecast we published in the Q2 financial statements. Now in slide 10, it summarizes the excellent quarter the Delek Group enjoyed. Revenues and operating income tripled, while net profit more than doubled. On account of the good performance of our subsidiaries, we've also enjoyed dividend flows of 600 million shekels from Delek Drilling and Ithaca in the quarter and throughout the year. Slide number 11 summarizes the expected developments and main plans of Delek Group and its subsidiaries. Delek Drilling is advancing at the required pace to increase sales from Leviathan, mainly for export, a segment that, as I've said, has proved itself greatly during the last 2 quarters. Export volumes to Jordan and Egypt in the quarter are very close to those of the Israel Electricity Corporation. Delek Drilling is also focusing on retaining a strong financial position and to allow an offering of part of its operation in London in the near future. Ithaca is focusing on optimization of operation, both in respect of connecting new satellite fields at Captain and the Great Stella area, which will let it maximize the potential of the reserves and resources of the fields, and in respect of reducing production costs. In parallel, we believe there will be a continued major reduction in financial debt. Now, at the Delek Group level, we are continuing our efforts to strengthen the capital structure and liquidity. As part of it, we are aiming to execute an equity transaction at Ithaca. This is expected to be a major milestone that can produce around 1.4 billion shekel based on the cash flow forecast we presented in the financial statements. We are examining several possible plans to carry out such an equity transaction at Ithaca by way of a merger through anchor investor and offering a pre-IPO or any combination of some of these alternatives that will produce the desired result. And I believe that just as we succeeded to meet our forecast over the last 9 months, despite the complex and the great market challenges, we will be able to achieve the desired results in this case as well. So to conclude, the positive news in recent weeks about the successful trials of a number of companies developing vaccine for COVID-19 and the expectation to start to vaccinate population in the first quarter of 2021 has led to a significant increase in oil prices, with Brent prices up almost 30% since the beginning of November to around $48 per barrel. And at the same time, we are already seeing sharp increase in Delek Group's share price with an increase of over 65% in the last 2 weeks and an increase of more than 30% in Delek Drilling's share price. The continued recovery and exit from the COVID-19 crisis will represent a true brace and a tailwind to continue the improvement at Delek Group and the increase in the value of the group's core assets, Delek Drilling and Ithaca. So now I have Tamir Polikar, the group CFO, with me, and the CFO of Delek Drilling, Yossi Gvura, and we will be pleased to answer any of your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Idan. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the Q&A session. I'll just give the instructions. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel it, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly leave the handset before pressing the numbers. Please stand by for a second. Our first question comes from Chris Reimer from Barclays. Chris, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. I guess mine is directed more to Yossi. You had a solid level of export in 3Q, significantly above the level we saw in the first half. Looking into 4Q, and given that we're already at the end of November, what kind of quarter should we expect?
Yes, thank you. So yes, we started the export to Jordan and later on to Egypt in the beginning of the year, and where the period of commissioning of the first 2 months. Unfortunately, by the end of February, we were introduced to the COVID-19, and we saw a dramatic reduction in the volume to the three different jurisdictions, Israel, Jordan, and Egypt. By the end of May, we started to see the recovery, and I think that by the end of the third quarter, we have reached, I would say, almost full recovery, and we sold from both Tamar and Leviathan 4.5 or 6 BCM, out of which to Jordan and Egypt 1.3, which is around our estimation, which was published in July. As for the fourth quarter, we still see, I would say, very good demand from both Jordan and Egypt. Obviously, I can't go into details before we publish the financial statement, but according to what we expected, taking into account mainly the weather, I think that we are more or less in our projections, which again was published in July, to sell around 7 BCM from Leviathan this year.
Okay. And being that it's the first quarter since close of the Chevron deal, have you been in touch with them, and would you expect the pace of investments to increase now that Chevron is on board?
Obviously, we are in touch with them, and they are the operator of both projects, so we meet them quite a lot. I'm not sure that we'll see a dramatic change in the plan, but obviously, we know that Chevron is very active mainly in Egypt, and things could happen. But as of now, we have no specific investment plans for 2021. Which is a result of the Chevron purchase of Noble.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you, Chris. Our next question comes from Patrick Swade from Reorg Research. Patrick, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. So looking at the projected cash flows, it seems that the Tamar field sale, the 22% interest, isn't included, and I think that has to be completed by December 2021. I was just wondering what the reason was for excluding that, or maybe I have the timeline wrong.
I'm sorry, Patrick. The divestment of Tamar is under Delek Drilling, our subsidiary. It's not under Delek Group. That's the reason why it's not in our forecasted cash flow.
Okay, and then the second question would be that the proceeds from the Ithaca transaction, in whatever form that is the proceeds from that are first used to repay the Delek Energy loan that's pledged on the Ithaca shares, and then the net amount is going to be used for what? Is it debt reduction or
Yes, it's going to be used for debt reduction. Indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Perry Singhai from Palmerstone Capital Management. Perry, please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. This is, in fact, a follow-up of the last question in terms of Ithaca.
Can you speak a little bit louder, please, and closer to the phone?
Okay. This is in relation, in follow-up to the last question regarding Ithaca. You talked about releasing 1.4 billion shekel from a capital transaction. Is there any way you could give a sense of what that would imply?
What would be the capital action, you mean?
Exactly, exactly. Without giving me,
So as I said, thanks. We are currently reviewing several alternatives and conducting several negotiations on few fronts. So that's why I cannot identify the exact transaction that we are going to execute. But we are aiming, as I said, either through a merger, through anchor investors, or an IPO or pre-IPO. We believe that the momentum, the positive momentum that we've seen in the recent weeks, including the improvement and the increase in the oil prices that we've seen in the market, especially since the beginning of November, is going to support such a transaction, such an equity transaction. And of course, we shall report based on the advance that we'll have in any of the alternatives when time due.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll repeat, if you have any questions, please press star one. There are no further questions at this time, so I would like to thank you all for joining us today, and please be reminded that a replay of this call will be available later today on our investor relations website at ir.dalek-group.com. If there are any further questions, you can always contact us directly. We will be happy to accommodate. Goodbye, everyone, and have a nice day.